This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China says that it is imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the United States, retaliating after President Donald Trump boosted taxes on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the United States and moved to impose duties on another $300 billion of Chinese exports. The Chinese Finance Ministry said Monday that its new 5% to 25% tax would be imposed June 1st and affect 5,140 U.S. products exported to China. Beijing said its response was targeting U.S. unilateralism and trade protectionism. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration will take steps to help farmers affected by the trade standoff.
We're going to take the highest year, the biggest purchase that China has ever made with our farmers, which is about $15 billion, and do something reciprocal to our farmers so our farmers can do well.
Mr. Trump has threatened to extend the tariffs to an additional $300 billion in Chinese exports that have not been targeted yet. He told Reporters Monday that he has not made the decision yet. A federal prosecutor is picked to look into how the Russia investigation got its start. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
A source tells the AP Attorney General William Barr has appointed John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to investigate the origins of the Russia investigation and determine if intelligence collection involving the Trump campaign was lawful and appropriate. The appointment comes about a month after Barr told members of Congress he believes spying did occur on the Trump campaign in 2016. Durham's investigation comes as the Justice Department's Inspector General continues looking into the origins of the Russia investigation. Barr expects that report later this month or in June. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Top officials from the European Union are calling on the United States to use maximum restraint and avoid military escalation with Iran. Federica Mogherini, the European Union's foreign policy chief, said Monday in Brussels that the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heard very clearly from us, not only from myself, but also from the other ministers of EU member states, said we are living in a crucial, delicate moment where the most relevant attitude to take, the most responsible attitude to take, is, and we believe should be, that of maximum restraint in avoiding any escalation of the military side.
We still invite Iran to comply with all its nuclear commitments, and we will do our part on our side to continue to fully implement the nuclear deal.
Pompeo also discussed, while in Brussels, reported attacks on several oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. And as Edward Uranian reports for VOA, the sabotage attacks on the tankers are stoking the fears of a possible conflict with Iran.
Arab media broadcast amateur video purporting to show a Saudi oil tanker burning heavily in the UAE port of Fujairah Sunday. The UAE indicated four ships were damaged. The UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Anwar Gargash, said deliberate sabotage of the four vessels took place within the UAE's territorial waters. Saudi oil minister Khalid Al-Falih indicated two Saudi tankers were heavily damaged in a sabotage attack, but that there was no loss of life and no oil was spilled. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Albanian protesters threw firebombs at the police on Monday evening, and the supporters of opposition parties gathered in the capital to ask for the resignation of Socialist Prime Minister Edi Rama in early elections. Swedish prosecutors announced Monday that they are reopening the rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Julian Assange was accused of rape by two women following a WikiLeaks conference in Stockholm in 2011. He sought asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy, claiming the accusations were part of a plot to have him extradited to the United States over his whistleblowing activities. Swedish prosecutors dropped the investigation in 2017. But last month, Ecuador reversed its decision to offer Assange asylum. One of the women who made the rape accusations requested the case be reopened.
It's Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.